The readings speak to us about purgatory today. Now, some of you watching this channel maybe think, gosh, this guy talks about purgatory too much, but something that we have to remember is that purgatory is a third of the church. Remember, we have the church suffering, the church militant, and the church triumphant. And it is my honor to be able to speak about purgatory all the time in this YouTube channel. I feel like I'm the luckiest YouTuber alive. So three things that the readings tell us about purgatory that we should be aware of. In that first reading at the very end, it says, alms atone for sins. Now that was very present, that idea in the Old Testament. Jesus does not get rid of it. He continues it and he completes it. Now, although his blood on the cross is the ultimate atonement for sins, we still get the opportunity of doing that in our daily life, and that's an encouragement to be generous with other people. And in fact, what you give away is the best investment in your life that you can make. Some of you are maybe living off of your investments earlier on, or some of you are younger and you're investing so that you can have something when you retire, but you should invest to have something when you die, because you can take that with you in that alms that you give away. So I highly encourage you to offer masses for the souls in purgatory. That atones both for your sins and for theirs. We have this amazing privilege of being able to do that in the Catholic Church. Now, skipping forward to the gospel, we have two things that we should consider, two things that you should think about. The first one is Jesus says that when you go to a banquet, to put yourself in the lowest place. How can we think about that in this spiritual sense? Not just, you know, etiquette for going to a dinner with your friends, but in the sense that when we are going into our judgment, we should think to ourselves, Jesus, you can place me at the bottom of purgatory. Jesus, don't give me the highest place in heaven. Don't give me the middle place in heaven, or the lowest or the highest place in purgatory. Jesus, I would simply be happy with the lowest place in purgatory. And Jesus, seeing your humility, which is spoken about in the other readings, Jesus, seeing your humility, will raise you up to a higher place. And that will give you great honor. The last advice that he gives us that is so pressing, we can apply it to people here on earth, where he says, when you give a banquet, don't give it for your friends where they can repay you, but give it to the poor. Sometimes we hear that advice and we're kind of inspired to go feed the poor under the highway or something like that, but then we never get around to it. But what's amazing is from the comfort of your own home, you could feed, so to speak, the poor souls in purgatory, who are truly poor, who are truly suffering way more than anyone here on earth. And you could just go online, find a religious community, offer masses for the holy souls in purgatory, or some other type of almsgiving that you offer on their behalf, and you are holding a banquet for those that can't repay you now, but they will repay you when you get to heaven. And let me suggest to you, from my own experience, that they do in fact repay you through their prayers. Even here on earth, the poor could do that. But they repay you in ways that are amazing. So spend your money on things that are truly worth it. Offer masses for the souls in purgatory. No better way for you to spend your money. These Sunday readings speak to us about purgatory, my friends. I hope you find this helpful. Subscribe, like, support this channel in any way that you can. And I will see you in the next video.